At New Balance, we believe if you run, you're a runner. However you choose to do it. Because when you're not worried about doing things the right way, you're free to discover your way. And that's what running's all about. Run your way at newbalance.com/running.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon. Sometimes the most painful part of getting sick is the getting better part. Waiting on hold for an appointment, sitting in crowded waiting rooms, standing in line at the pharmacy, that's painful. Amazon One Medical and Amazon Pharmacy remove those painful parts of getting better with things like 24/7 virtual visits and prescriptions delivered to your door. Thanks to Amazon Pharmacy and Amazon One Medical, healthcare just got less painful.
Hello, FPL managers. Welcome back to the FPL Optimized podcast. This is episode number 117, and I am Bas, the casual manager, and my co-host is Sirtap, the data scientist. This is the podcast in which we combine analytics with the good old eye test. Data or grass, or data and grass? That's the question. Sirtap, how are you doing today? And hopefully you're not sick again. How are you?
No, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I hope you're doing well too. I'm not sick. I still have some congestion from my previous sickness, but I'm doing fine in general. Thank you.
All right. Good to hear. I think some people were worried about you after the last podcast. I think someone called you the sickest person on earth or something like that.
But I saw the comment. I was a little bit upset, but I'm okay now.
That's what it is. At least nobody made jokes about my holidays this time. So. All right. Well, there is a double game week coming up, so I can feel a lot of excitement in the FPL community. Many managers are likely to use one of their chips. So chip strategy is definitely something we need to discuss today. But before that, and as usual, let's review how our teams performed in the previous game week.
My team finished with 66 points, which is funny because my projected points before I checked, before the game week was 66.66. So I was like, wow, what a coincidence. And then I got 66 points too. So definitely something weird going on with my team. But at least it was a green arrow. It was a very small green arrow, but I was 3 points over my safety score. So I won't complain much. Not much to talk about actually about my team, but you had a really good week. Do you want to talk about it?
It was all right. Can always be better, but I can't complain. 74 points, and I was especially happy that I bounced back after the bad score the week before. But as I said last week, I was quite happy still with the team, and I'm glad that the players rewarded my confidence in them. The star of the team definitely was my fellow Dutchman Cody Gakpo with 16 points. That was really nice. Also quite funny in a way that I think a lot of people were saying that he doesn't have a really high upside or a high ceiling. And then he basically proved everyone wrong. So that was nice. But on the flip side, I think almost everyone is bringing him in now for the double game week. So I'm losing a little bit of the benefit there. But for the
maybe you should sell him then.
Why not? Or maybe I triple captain him. That could be still a No, but for the rest, 13 points of Isaac, but I think with his high ownership it doesn't matter too much. But I also had 7 points from Gabriel, and then 3x5 points from Watkins, Gordon, Pickford. So that was quite good. Yeah, and of course, Salah as captain delivering 16 points. So overall, 74 and a nice green arrow, and also beating you this week. So overall, quite good.
Uh-huh. Congratulations.
And I'm laughing. And you're not. Okay. All right, cool. Well, let's move ahead. I think I had my fun. That's behind us. Let's focus now on what's ahead of us. And as always, let's look at our fixture ticker.
Sure. Liverpool is the first team in the fixture ticker because obviously they have a double this game week.
Yes.
Very exciting that we have a double. So both away games, but good fixtures in general, Bournemouth and Everton. Well, it could have been better, but I'm fine with this as is. In game week 25, they play against Wolves at home. That's a pretty good fixture. Then they have a City game in between, but after that they have Newcastle and Southampton games, both at home. Yeah. They are marked like favorable in the fixture ticker. So yeah, they have like four good fixtures out of six, like in terms of game weeks. And then they play against Aston Villa at the end of the horizon. The second team is Arsenal. Well, they have a really tough fixture this week playing against City, but at least it's at home. But right after, they have three good fixtures. They play against Leicester, then West Ham, then Nottingham Forest. Well, they're defensively, all three are favorable in terms of offense. Only Leicester and West Ham are marked as favorable fixtures. But yeah, still in terms of the average points, it looks pretty decent. In the third place, we have Chelsea. They're playing against West Ham this week, and offensively it is marked as a good fixture. And down the line, in game week 27, they have a Southampton game, and then in game week 28, they play against Leicester. So those fixtures are also favorable, both defensively and offensively. And then we have Manchester United in the fourth place. So the only favorable fixture is against Ipswich in game week 27. Well, since their average is, you know, high enough to be fourth, so obviously other fixtures are not that bad, but they don't have any unfavorable fixtures. So like they are, like as assets, I think they are fine to keep, at least until game week 27. And then we have City in the fifth place. So their projected points are quite low in general. They play against Arsenal this week. And then in game week 26, they have a Liverpool game and then a Tottenham game. Even the Nottingham Forest game, even though it's higher than, you know, most of their other fixtures, it is still not a favorable fixture in the sense that you will get lots of points. In game week 29, though, they play against Brighton, and their that fixture is marked good offensively. Then we have Aston Villa in the sixth place. Their good fixture is against Ipswich in game week 25. And then we have Everton. So Everton is here because of their double. So they play against Leicester and Liverpool, both at home. So that's decent. But then rest of the horizon is okay-ish. So that, you know, if you want to bring Everton players, obviously you are just bringing it for the double. So there are the remaining fixtures are not terrible, but they are also not that promising. I mean, they have a Manchester United game and then Brentford, Wolves, West Ham towards the end of the horizon. They're okay, not that particularly good. And then we have Bournemouth comes after, and then we have Tottenham, and finally Newcastle at the end of this list. So anything you wanna cover?